Hey there, everybody. It is Wednesday, September 29th, 2010. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken. You're listening to me on WVEWLP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio. I am broadcasting with pride worldwide on QNation.fm. You can find the podcast along the other fine podcasts at clickclickexpose.com. We're hanging out at Grateful Dread Peace Media Radio. And starting this week, for like 6 to 8 times a week, it's so freaking cool, we are now broadcasting on freethoughtradio.com. So go check them out. I'm flying solo tonight, but I have many, many guests joining me. And with that, it's a jam-packed show, so let's get started. First guest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's a good thing. This Show Is So Gay, listener favorite singer-songwriter Phil Putnam. This is the guy who bends piano-based pop rock around smart and stunning lyrics with, how many albums have we got thus far? 7 or 8? What are we at, Phil?
27 albums.
With 27 albums out there and a 28th...
I
want to go with 27. That's fun.
I'd like to go with 27.
All right.
No, there's 8 out.
8 out. And the 28th on the way. And I've said this on the show before, he is perhaps the most prolific Facebooker out there.
Oh, my Lord.
Phil Putnam, welcome back to This Show Is So Gay.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back.
I heard through the grapevine that you're trying to out-gay me tonight. What is it that you are doing now?
Oh, my Lord. Well... I have to kill the intensity at the start by saying I didn't actually end up going to
what
I told you I was going. Now here's the story.
Okay.
As I'm sure the whole gay universe knows, Beauty and the Beast is being re-released tomorrow. Tuesday, October 5th, I think.
Okay.
Which is not tomorrow. On DVD and Blu-ray combo pack. Now this is a big gay event.
It's huge.
This is Beauty and the Beast, Disney, probably my favorite Disney film, I think. And so to promote it, they're doing some sing-along screenings of Beauty and the Beast in various cities across the U.S.
Wow.
And so me and my good friend Ben Cameron, who is another prolific Facebook...
I know Ben Cameron, of course.
Very well-known singer, and he's a Broadway performer, done all the gay shows, Wicked and Aida and Footloose the Musical. Anyway, dear friend of mine, he's a crazy, crazy Beauty and the Beast fan. I'm like, let's go. We're going. So I was looking forward to this for like months. And it was going to be 6:30 tonight, you know, in Chelsea. You're going to go sing along to all the different songs.
Nice.
And so Ben, at the last minute, gets cast in a musical called Cocaine, the musical.
Come on.
That's running off Broadway, so he has to rehearse. But the original thought was that I was going to duck out of the finale of Beauty and the Beast to call you and tell you just how gay my sing-along night has been.
What were you most looking forward to singing?
I gotta be honest, it's that moment when she goes up to the top of the hill and the whole, I want to venture
in the great wide somewhere.
That one. Kills me every time.
Oh, Phil, you know, it might be grand to have someone understand. That's what I'm thinking.
Exactly. For once, it might be grand to have someone understand.
Now, which character do you most identify with?
You know, I don't know. Maybe Mrs. Potts.
There you go. Because I've been thinking about this all day.
Yeah, I have a really good story, actually, about Angela Lansbury in that film.
Tell us.
One of my dear friends is a songwriter, named David Friedman.
Okay.
And he was best known as being connected with the great late cabaret singer Nancy Lamott. And he also performs on the Today Show very often with Kathy D. Gifford. They perform his songs in her... She does a segment every Thursday, like Your Life is a Story, or The Story of Your Life, or something, and they write a song every week, and he's the pianist on the Today Show with Kathy and Hoda. And so he actually was a vocal arranger for the Beauty and the Beast film, and he conducted the orchestra while they were recording the soundtrack.
Wow.
And everything, and Angela Lansbury was there, and he had been a part of getting her to say yes to the film. And he said that when they were recording the Beauty and the Beast theme song, she was looking right in his eyes.
Because
she needs an audience to be in character. And so he's like, well, let me be your audience. And he said that was probably like the greatest moment of his musical career.
Well, you know, there were times when I watched Murder, She Wrote when I'm convinced she was looking into my eyes. So I feel a kinship with this story.
I'm sure.
I've been thinking about it all day. I most identify with the wardrobe.
And you know what? Any hope of me outgaining you tonight just went out the window.
Well, now I must say, your place in this show with So Gay History is cemented because you, of course, were the guest right after Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls.
But
this is kind of interesting because this week, and I'm curious which one you prefer, this week you are the guest right after Kate Pazakis.
Shut up.
I know.
I see her almost every week.
I know. I knew you would like that one.
So I usually am very, very tight-lipped about where I spend my time, but mostly Sondheim at the Duplex in the West Village of Manhattan, Friday nights, 11:30 to 4 a.m. It is the most fun you will ever have.
I love it there. I love it there.
If you hate musical theater, it's not going to be an enjoyable experience for you. But if you are so gay, like this show, oh, my God, it's the greatest thing in the world. Whenever I'm in town, I'm there. Kate usually co-hosts with my good friend Ben.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's big gay fun.
As someone who takes great pride in the fact that he was fired from the Duplex, I love it.
No.
I love it there.
Okay, we're going to have to share some stories. The Duplex is sort of like my community center, you know, for my New York life. It's sort of where I met most of my friends.
It's where I grew up.
Perform there all the time. That's so wonderful.
Oh, yeah. No, this is where I grew up. All right, but we got to get to some of your Facebook posts, because this is, you know, this is the true test of a man, is his Facebook post. Now, on Monday, something inspired Phil Putnam to write, and I quote, "I am a gay American, thus I pay full price for partial rights. Does that seem right to you?" What inspired that post?
Well, it's just the truth. And you know what's fun? What it's stuck in my craw for so long, because I'll be the first one to say, I hate paying taxes.
Yeah.
I think it's the duty of every American, so I do get some kind of perverse satisfaction out of doing my part. You know, I was raised, you know, to be white and do my job and be an upstanding WASP. But you know what? It just chaps my ass that there's no gay tax rate.
There should
be. There's no reduced tax rate for people who get 70% of their American rights. And back when the very first round of the Prop 8 debate and vote and controversy back in 2008 was happening in California, which is my home state, the I'm a second-class citizen thing was one of the taglines in response to it being voted down. And so many people were like, oh, no, you're not. You're just being dramatic. And I'm like, no, actually, apart from all emotion and all dramatics, that's a factually true statement.
Yeah.
I pay the full price to be an American as far as my taxes go, and I don't get full rights in return.
We should write a musical about this, should we not?
I should. It would be full of ire.
I had this whole idea about writing this musical called Taxed, where this young buck stops paying his taxes and gets co-opted by all the LGBT groups and puts on this pedestal, and I don't know. So you'll write this musical with me.
I got to temper this statement a little bit, though.
Okay.
I don't advocate not paying your taxes, not only because they will show no mercy to you just because you're gay. They don't care if you have your rights or not. So they're not going to show you leniency if you don't pay your taxes. But also, I still think that the best way to bring democracy up to the full equality of all Americans is to still participate in the system as is required. You can't fight as well for equality if you're in jail.
I think we should probably pause here and remind any IRS executives who are listening, it's Putnam, P-U-T-N-A-M, just for anyone who's listening, get you off the
hook
there.
First name, Martin.
Martin.
M-A-R-T-I-N. Martin Putnam.
Martinum Putnam Pazakis. That's what he goes by. That's what he goes by. What's going on? What's new? I feel like you have news.
You know, I do, actually. You called it the perfect time because I'm actually running a big fat music sale.
Tell me.
This week. I love fall. So I'm like, you know what? Why not celebrate the induction of fall 2010 with the induction of a big fat music sale?
Love it.
So I'm doing, you can get the digital downloads of all my full-length albums on my website for $5 until October 7th.
Wow.
So if you go to the music page on philputnam.com, then you will see the prices listed for those albums at $5. And that's for the digital download.
Right.
Copy of all those.
You
so
mean
yeah,
that...
I just wanted to get my music into people's hands. And, you know, I've got a lot of fans who are totally loving me on Facebook and buy a few singles here and there, but may not have picked up full albums yet. So I want to make it as easy as possible for them to do that.
I love you said digital downloads, as if they still make CDs.
You know, they do. There are some places that do.
I had not heard that.
You know, it's funny. I do a lot of PR consulting. I'm sort of become an independent music mogul, as well as just a regular singer and songwriter. And I talk to people all the time. And probably the most common question I get is, do you still need to make a physical CD? So, and my answer is yes. I think that there definitely is still a purpose for that.
I was kidding. It doesn't seem like other people really know this, apparently, though. Yes, no, I love CDs.
Well, you know, I think it's a fair question.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's definitely, I can't believe we're actually talking about this. Don't you love how I just take a segue and run with it?
Go for it.
No, I think it's still valid. To all the musicians out there that are listening, I think you still need to make some physical copies of a CD, but it's not something I would sink an enormous amount of money in. I would take, you know, the money you were going to spend on a full, huge, 1,000 CD run and maybe make 200 and spend the rest on marketing your music online.
Yeah.
And encouraging people to purchase it, because that's where the money really pays off these days anyway.
Now, what's this fill-in-the-blanks thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I am good friends with Arielle Hyatt, who runs Arielle Publicity, and she's a big old music publicist, and she's represented me for years, and I now do a lot of work with her. And she asked me to start writing a new blog series where I just share wit and wisdom and various things that I've learned over the last 15 years from running all the aspects of my career. So I probably do like 9 jobs, really, when it comes down to it. And she's like, you know, you have an experience that I want to share with people, and I really like the way you write, so would you do this new blog series? So I'm going to start it next week. I think it's going to be every Tuesday or something it comes out. You'll hear about it on Facebook.
I have no doubt.
And it's just going to be a weekly post that covers various topics of things that I think are important for musicians to know. You know, even if you're not a musician, even if you don't even have involvement in the music industry, if you're wondering sort of how you can be an entrepreneur and not lose your mind and still do the amount of work you need to do, this is kind of a good way to get that information.
Awesome. Can we hang out one night at Mostly Sondheim? Can we do a Friday night?
We have to.
What duet are we?
Life will not be complete until we do. Until we sing a duet of Lily's Eyes at Mostly Sondheim, I'm not done.
Oh, is there anything else we could do?
I'm kidding. I don't even know that song.
Oh, it's not that hard. It's really just the same couple words over and over again.
That's why it's so easy to do when you're drunk.
Yeah, nice. I didn't even know they had alcohol there.
Surprise, surprise.
I wondered why there are just large stretches of time that I don't remember there at the duplex. I also wonder why I got fired, but that's okay. It's okay.
It's because you're narcoleptic.
That has to be why my rendition sounded like that. Where can folks go to learn about all the cool things you are doing, Phil Putnam?
PhilPutnam.com.
Nice.
Even more than Facebook, PhilPutnam.com is the place to be. You've got your $5 albums until October 7th. And also there's a free download of a track there as well. If you're sort of a toe dipper, you know, you want to dip your toe in the water before you commit a whole $5, which is like less than the cost of a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Or a Shantico.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, if anybody listening worked at Starbucks in any capacity during what I call the Shantico debacle, I can't even remember what year it was because I worked for them 3 different times.
That's
if anyone
so funny.
Else was there when Shantico was going on in the U.S. regions, please Facebook me. We need to commiserate.
Okay. Phil Putnam. Well, I'm going to play a little more than this.
Great.
It is my Phil Putnam song. It's my go-to Phil Putnam. So, all right. Well, Phil, it is, as always, a pleasure having you on the show. You're doing cool stuff, and you keep posting because it entertains me.
I will, and have a good night, and same to you and all your listeners.
Awesome. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks.
All the best.
Odd month, odd year, odd day for a beginning, new world, same fear. How's he gonna fit in here? Brown hair, green eyes, with this one, he's special. He'll take his time and do his best to fit in here. And I can't help but wonder, was he made for something more than this? Was he made for something more than this old world and this old life provides? So much alone, so clear, he's seen that there's more to own than what it takes to fit in here. So keep close, stand by, watch those around him. They'll change his mind about the way to fit in here. And I can feel him wonder, was he made for something more than this? Was he made for something more than this? Was he made for something more than this old world and this old life provides? And he wonders how his life could look to the angels who guard him at night. Are they working for a worthy cause, or is he just a waste? Just a waste of their pride. Was he made for something more than this? Was he made for something more than this? Was he made for something more than this old world and this old life provides? So dig down, sit still, 'cause this could get messy. 'Cause what would you kill to find a way to fit, find a way to fit, find a way to fit in here?
Love that. Love that. That's More Than This by Phil Putnam. Go on over to philputnam.com and go. $5. You can get CDs for $5. That's a really cool thing. Or digital downloads, I should say, for $5. So check out all his music. Great, great guest. Love him. So on to some news. The big study was released this week by GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. The number of gay and bisexual characters on scripted broadcast network TV has risen slightly this season to a whopping total of 23 characters. Out of how many, you ask? Is it 28 characters? 50? 100? Nope, that would be 600. So 23 out of a total of nearly 600 roles, those are gay and bisexual characters. This is the 15th annual Where We Are on TV report released today. It found that 3.9% of actors appearing regularly on primetime network drama and comedy series in the 2010-2011 season portray gay, lesbian, or bisexual characters. Most of them are hanging out on HBO, and not only are most of them hanging out on HBO, but six of them are on True Blood. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. Well, that's not network TV, so there are some more on cable, and six of the ones on cable are on True Blood, which I saw the first season of and very much enjoyed, but haven't seen it since. More sobering news, and I was just talking about this with my mom right before I got on the air. If you hadn't heard, just unbelievable tragedy today in New Jersey, my home state of New Jersey. A New Jersey college student committed suicide the day after authorities said two fellow students recorded him having sex in his dorm room. He didn't know that he was being recorded, and then they broadcast it over the internet. His name was Tyler Clementi. He unfortunately jumped off the George Washington Bridge. His family said in a statement, he was a fine young man, a distinguished musician. The family is obviously heartbroken beyond words. The 18-year-old's driver's license and Rutgers University ID, they were found in a wallet on the bridge. This is just such a crazy tragedy. And so I guess the drama is, and we'll never know, but he was taped having sex with a man. And so the big question is, was this because he wasn't out? Was it the embarrassment of being taped? But the crazy part about this national landscape right now is that he's not the only recent death. And Trevor Project, we had Charles Robbins from the Trevor Project on the show. Charles is the executive director of the Trevor Project. He was on the show a few months back. Trevor Project just does amazing, amazing work on working with LGBT students and trying to decrease suicide, which is just astronomically high in the gay youth community. And so Charles Robbins issued a statement responding to the suicide. There was a suicide of 13-year-old Asher Brown and Seth Walsh, 15-year-old Billy Lucas, and then just now 18-year-old Tyler Clementi. They were all subjected to some form of anti-gay harassment, and this is what Charles Robbins said, quote, "It is true that the beginning of the school year can be especially challenging for youth. As young people struggle to establish their position among their peers and to gain popularity, they often volley for position at the expense of other students who are perceived to be different. They pick on each other and in some cases target certain individuals for ongoing bullying and harassment. In the cases of Tyler Clementi in New Jersey, Seth Walsh in California, Billy Lucas in Indiana, and Asher Brown in Texas, we know this to be true. For the seven youth in Minnesota who have taken their lives in the past year, the ongoing and unchecked harassment by their peers led to isolation and increased depression, further increasing their risk, eventually leading to suicide. These horrific stories of youth taking their own lives reflect on school bullying culture in this country. To be clear, they do not point to a contagion of teen or youth suicide, but that the media, parents, teachers, and friends are more in tune to speaking up about the causes." So that's Charles Robbins, the executive director of the Trevor Project. It's just, it's terrible. It's terrible. So I was going back over some of my notes from last week, and now more than ever, if you haven't checked out Dan Savage's new project on YouTube, the It Gets Better video blog, where people can submit these video testimonials just saying, listen, whatever's going on with you, I'm sure it's rough. I'm sure it's rough, but it does get better. It's so important, because whatever we can do to provide some type of glimpse into something better for these youth who are so clearly struggling, it's just so important that we do that. You never know. You never know. You put this stuff out there on YouTube, you have no idea who it affects. I think people, we're kind of in this media age now where we judge our success by our hit count and how many people have downloaded This Show Is So Gay this week. And when you post your thing on YouTube, how many people have watched it? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What if you have five and two of the five or one of those five people got a glimpse that something can get better and they contemplated a whole different route? It is absolutely, absolutely worth it. So go check out Dan Savage's work over on YouTube. It's a great, great project that's happening there. So that's happening. I feel like I need happy news. Where's happy news? The immigration bill. So there's an immigration bill that's coming up. Senator Robert Menendez of my home state of New Jersey is expected to introduce comprehensive immigration legislation before the Senate adjourns this week. Wow, they're already adjourning this week for midterm recess. They say that this legislation will be LGBT inclusive. This is a quote from Steve Rawls, the director of communication for the pro-LGBT immigration equality. He said, quote, "We fully expect that the Menendez Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill will be inclusive of the Uniting American Families Act." And just so folks know, the Uniting American Families Act would allow American citizens and permanent residents to sponsor their same-sex partners for residency, which is a good opportunity to remind people that currently, this is how nutty things are, American citizens and permanent residents cannot sponsor their same-sex partners for residency. How crazy is that? I mean, you go right back to what Phil Putnam put out there on Facebook, and I'm going to read his again. "I am a gay American, thus I pay full price for partial rights. Does that seem right to you? And this is just another example, and hopefully it'll change. Hopefully this new legislation that addresses these immigration inequalities will change things up. But yeah, right now, partial rights. Partial rights. So, not good. Not good. Well, I'm going to move on to, wasn't that supposed to be my happy story? That wasn't so happy. Hey, if you have news stories that you want to send in to me, stuff that you think maybe, hey, he's not, he didn't see this, we need to cover this story, send me an email. Love emails. Every single email you send to This Show Is So Gay goes answered. Just send it on over to This Show Is So Gay. It's the name of the show. This Show Is So Gay at AOL.com. I'm going to do a little shout out here, which I haven't done shout outs in a while, to Sam and Sean, who were listening to the show last week. Proud Marlboro students. Shout out to Sam and Sean. All right. I am going to play some more music for you. Enjoy.
I am a warrior, preparing for war. I am a warrior, I step through this door. The enemy is ignorance, the enemy is hate. They try to hide. They push the future out in the streets. Now depression and disease. My own people, some so abusive. They recognize the God in you. Youth try suicide. We have to help them live. The world needs love. That's what I have to give. That's what I have to. Today, knowing the truth of how God made you, and just embrace your true soul. Just set to love one another, even as I do love you. Just set to love one another, because in love you find the truth. Love is the truth. Love is the truth, yes, love is the truth. Bye.
good stuff. That's good stuff. And now it's time to welcome a second guest. Second guest, are you there?
I am here.
That's a good thing. Let me introduce you. Last year, tonight's second guest, Naj, made Out Music Awards history when he became the first black male to win an Out Music Award for his ballad Love, which was voted the 2009 Outstanding R&B Soul Song of the Year, and the music video for Love, that reached number one on MTV Music Top 100 chart. He has been doing his thing for, gosh, a decade of recording music, six CDs, an unplugged live DVD. He's toured all over the world. He is, of course, a fellow NYU Violet. Naj, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love having my fellow NYU Violets on the show.
Isn't it great?
Because it's NYU Pride. You were over in one of those other buildings that I didn't go anywhere near, but, you know, it's still we're still under the same umbrella. What's going on with you these days?
Well, I just submitted to the 2010 Out Music Awards.
I saw that. So what does that mean? So we talk about the Out Music Awards. We've had a ton of winners on the show, and we always hear about the winners, but I don't think people know, and I don't know, how the process works. How does the process work? How do you submit? How do you select what to submit? Tell us.
First of all, the Out Music, it's an organization, and it's there to support, you know, out LGBTQ artists, musical artists in particular. And they also do a lot of outreach as well. So first off, I have to say, and it's been around for, I don't know, like, I think this is like the 20th year.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any artists out there, join up. There are a number of different membership levels. And the one where you can submit, I think it's like $100 per year. And what I do, I kind of look. Well, what I did, so the song Love was off the CD Soul Comfort.
Yes.
That was just a song that was, it wasn't the song I thought would be the quote-unquote hit, but that was a song that everyone, you know, oh, I love Love, oh, and Love is great, I just got so much feedback from it, so it was kind of a no-brainer. I mean, submit that one, because that's the one that everyone, you know, is just giving me so much great feedback on.
And then look what happened.
Yeah. And it's really kind of a crazy story, because I had been a member of Out Music. And then, you know, the person who was running it kind of just got really tired of kind of, you know, shouldering the whole thing by itself. For about 2 years, Out Music was kind of on a hiatus. And they came back last year. Last year was the first year after a couple of years. And I hadn't rejoined yet. And I got an email from a friend, like, the 3 days before the deadline was up. And he's like, you need to submit it, you know. The deadline's coming up, you know, submit.
Naj, you can't win if you're not eligible.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm really glad. I mean, I'm really glad there's an organized music that, you know, can support us and we can, you know. And it was such a big deal. I mean, it was such a glamorous event. And, you know, it was really cool. I was really proud to be a part of it.
Nice. Look how good that is. Now, how'd you pick what you were going to submit this year?
Well, it was the Gay Warrior song.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, that's the song. I mean, I really feel really connected to that song. And I'd be really happy if it does win, you know, because I'm donating the proceeds to an LGBT rights organization in Guyana, country I grew up in.
Wow. And what are LGBT? Because I know you get asked this all the time. And I was like, I'm not going to ask him the same questions I see in every interview. And here I am. So, Naj, what are LGBT rights like in Guyana?
Well, first off, they're, you know, Guyana is considered like part of the Caribbean.
Yes.
And I didn't know this, and I was talking to the head of CISOD, that's the organization I'm donating to, and he was letting me know that there are a number, like each Caribbean country has an LGBT rights organization. Of course, some are way more visible and more popular than others, but they all kind of have some level of support, and they kind of work together. And that, I thought, was really encouraging to to hear about. So, but in Guyana in particular, it's about raising visibility.
Mm-hmm.
They have a film festival, an annual film festival that gets quite a bit of coverage. They're working on a court case right now, working on changing the laws, because apparently Guyana is the only one of the few countries where cross-dressing is still illegal.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So they're working on that. They're also working on building a center.
So there's a group, there are people that are committed to creating change there.
Right.
All right, and you are helping.
And it's pretty, you know, and it's they're getting coverage and they're getting press, and it's, you know, they aren't fearing for their lives or anything. It's not like Jamaica. Jamaica apparently is still very much like that. But, you know, they're there and they're moving things forward.
All right. So I was checking out your website today. Tell everyone, this is the question of the day. Naj, what is a joy journey?
I believe is that, you know, we're here on Earth as a journey, and we come here to accomplish something or some things. And I believe the kind of lampposts, the guides that keep us on track on what we're here to accomplish are the things that bring us joy.
Nice.
So in order to, you know, to what I believe is, in order for us to fulfill our life's duty or purpose or, you know, whatever, we need to follow our joy. So constantly, it's not an easy task, of course, because there are always things to steal your joy from you. So it's kind of a constant work at keeping joy kind of the focus of life.
I want to be on a joy journey.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you this question, and please don't get this wrong. So I'm prefacing this by saying, please don't get this wrong, and hopefully that this makes sense, because I was reading another article that you were mentioned in. Naj, is black and gay beautiful?
Absolutely.
Okay, there was a pause there. I'm like, I hope he knows what I'm talking about. This was right from an article.
Yeah, absolutely.
This interview could have gone horribly awry. It could have gone horribly awry in that moment. But we're back on track, right? So tell everyone, what am I referencing there?
Now you got me there, because I believe, you know, that we're all beautiful. Whether as long as you're staying true to who you are, as long as you're staying true to, you know, your truth, It's beautiful. It's always beautiful. So whether you're black and beautiful, or white and beautiful, or white and gay, or black and gay, or Asian and gay, I believe it's just all beautiful.
And where I pulled that from, and I'm sure I know you know, but you've done a lot of work. That was the big old banner headline on an article just about the intersection. It was an open letter of sorts about the intersection between being black, being gay, and being a person of faith. And I love, it's one of my favorite topics to talk about on this show, is just that intersection between being gay and having faith. You've done a lot of work in that area, have you not?
Yeah, I have. I had to. My dad's a minister for a very conservative, you know, church, and I grew up with all these walls, and I had to find, you know, I really had to work at, you know, how do I, you know, keep my faith, accept my sexuality, my homosexuality,
right,
and still, you know, exist and be happy and be, you know. So whenever I get a chance, I always, and it's, you know, it's a constant, it's constant work. But, you know, I've come to the place where I believe that, you know, we are born the way. We are here because this is what God wants us to be.
Right.
You know, it's not a mistake. It's our intent, and we need to see our sexuality as a God-given gift, just like any other gift, because it comes with particular, you know, special aspects,
right,
and things we can share and learn from, and you know, So.
Yeah, no, well, thanks. And I know not to turn things suddenly veering to the right and political, but it's been such a fascinating week this week of talking about that intersection of being Black and being gay and being religious with the mega pastor down south. And I don't know, I just find that story to be, I'm not on the bandwagon of, oh, hypocrisy, hypocrisy. I just think it's just incredibly sad because somewhere in the heart of the story is some sort of acknowledgement. Well, wait a second, can we not talk about this? Because we can talk about this. It doesn't have to be scandal, scandal, scandal. But the fact that we can't talk about it makes it a scandal.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. And I was reading, this is my favorite part of your website. This is, it just cracks me up, this paragraph, because I'm exhausted reading this paragraph. Let me read it to you. It's about you. Over the years, Naj has donated his gifts to MTV's Pause or Not, El Sura, Lifebeat, Gay by God Campaign, Lesbian Domestic Violence, Drug Rehabilitation, National Disability Awareness, Thaw, Theaters Against War, and September 11th concerts. I'm exhausted just reading that. Are you sleeping? Are you taking time for yourself?
Well, yeah, I do take time
okay.
for myself.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't know, I'm exhausted from this joy journey right now. It's a very long joy journey. There was this interview, I think that, did you perform in Barbados, where this woman is interviewing you on some sort of, it felt like a morning talk show, and she was so fixated on the fact that you were an economics student, I didn't think she was going to ask any other questions.
Yeah, I don't know why that, well, I mean, I guess I do know, but yeah, people talk about it all the time.
That's so funny.
All the time.
I just know that we never hung out at NYU because you were in other buildings doing that kind of stuff. I didn't go near people. I didn't go near people like you, quite frankly.
and it was crazy at NYU because I was actually working like full time and going to NYU part time. So during that period, I never had a life. I was like,
oh
always
my gosh.
Studying. It was.
That's good. I have no doubt. I will say here, and I'm sorry to my parents, you studied harder than I did. I feel pretty confident in that. I feel pretty confident. All right, can we talk about some of your music, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is the part of the show, Naj, where you tell, I'm going to give you some of your songs, and you are going to tell our listening audience, not so much what you wrote them about, but I want you to tell our listening audience, this is what we make all our guests do, what these songs say about Naj. Okay, this is our little window into what's going on with you. So the first song we played is the one we've been talking about. What does the Gay Warrior song say about Naj?
Wow, it's... Okay, so it says that I have grown up and I'm at a stage in my life where I can not only, you know, express who I am or what I believe, but I can hopefully encourage and help and, you know, do something that inspires or encourages or helps someone else.
See, there we go. This is not a hard game. This is good stuff. All right, I'm only going to make you do one more. I'm going to take it easy on you. Let's see, what do we want to do? How about, what does peace and blessings say about Naj?
Ah, blessings.
You haven't heard that one in a while, have you?
I haven't. And it's one of my favorites, too.
See? Look, I know what I'm doing here, Naj.
Yeah, you do. I think this is like the most fun interview I've had.
Yay!
Thanks.
You know it's going to show up on the website tomorrow. Naj said, one of the most fun interviews I've ever done. All right, peace and blessings. What does it say?
It says that I'm a spiritual being.
Yes.
And that, I, you know, spirituality is still very much a part of who I am. And various types of spirituality, because in the song, it you know, I speak about ancestors, and so it's not only, you know, kind of Western, it also adds some Eastern elements. So I guess my spirituality is, it's across the board, it takes bits and pieces from everywhere.
Nice. Nice. And let's go a little further with that, because you referenced it earlier when we were talking about Joy Journeys, that there are these bumps in the road. How do you tell our listening audience? I mean, we get so many just amazing emails from people who are in those moments of crisis. They're questioning themselves, and they're questioning their sexual orientation, and a lot of them are questioning their own spiritual path. When you have those moments of adversity, how do you get through them? What's your method?
Well, I believe that it's important to keep positive messages,
nice,
and affirming messages all around me. So, for instance, on my wall, I have, you know, affirmations. I go hunting for, you know, MP3 affirmations that I can listen to. I've got tons of books and music. The music that I listen to, I really try to keep things real, or at least have a stack of affirming music that I can listen to. So for those times when I'm not, you know, when it's hard and when it's difficult, I go to the, I start reading, or I start,
right,
listening to music, or I read, and, you know, I keep those messages around me so that when I need them, I can access them. It's also realizing that, you know, these bumps do happen, and it's not abnormal. It happens. It's a part of the journey, and realizing that, you know, you just need to get over the bump. So whatever you can do to get over the bump, you know, and realize that on the other side is going to, you know, you'll be fine.
Do you have a go-to song that's kind of lifting you up these days?
Oh, I've got a whole lot.
Tell us. Give us two. Give us two.
There's a really good one. It's by a group, Mandalay.
Okay.
Mandalay, and it's called "Do You Know You're Beautiful?" Or I think it's just "Beautiful," but that's kind of the chorus. Do you know you're beautiful?
Oh.
And so there's that one. What's another one? There's one by Sting. "Let Your Soul Be Your Pilot."
Yes.
And it's like, you know, that's a great one.
That's a,
you know,
great
in that
one,
he's actually talking about all the kind of difficult circumstances, and, you know, when your compass, you're not sure if your compass is working, and if you're not sure, you know, which way to go, and everyone knows your secrets. You know, he really hits that one on the head. So, yeah,
nice. Nice. Well, tell our listening audience, where do they go to learn more about all the cool things that you, sir, are doing?
Well, I guess the best place would be my website. That's www.nhojj.com. That's N-H-O-J-J.
Nice.
And I'm also on Twitter, /Nhoj, and on Facebook and YouTube, for both of those, it's Nhoj Music.
That was a lot. You have more? Again, I'm exhausted talking to you. You're doing more than I'm doing. It's good. It's good to see the NYU degree paying off for someone, Nhoj.
I know, right? It is.
And anything coming up next that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, I'm working on a number of new singles, and hopefully the next one will be out on 10/10/10.
Yes.
The 10th of October, 2010. And, of course, check out the Out Music Awards. The show is on December 1st, and I'm sure it's going to be on Logo again. I'm not sure what that date will be.
Okay.
And just check the website.
Well, we're rooting for you. Can we vote for you? Is that possible?
That's right, because you don't only have to be a musician to be a part of Out Music. You can be a supporter. So everyone can join up.
You could be a gay radio show in Vermont.
Absolutely.
All right.
And once you're a member, you can vote.
All right. Well, Nhoj, I mean, you have to know that you are doing some incredible things and really breaking some barriers and singing about things that are truly, truly inspiring a ton of folks and reaching people that I just feel like there are other artists that just cannot reach. So it's just an absolute pleasure having you on the show. You're going to keep doing what you do, right?
I am. And thank you so much. And you keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
It's all very important.
Naj, an absolute pleasure having you on the show. We're going to play a little Peace and Blessings coming up in just a few. Thank you so much, Naj.
Thank you.
All the best. And that was Naj. Love him. We're going to play some more of his music in a couple seconds. Run through a little bit of more news with you. We covered this a few weeks ago and wanted to let people know. I'm obsessed with this guy now, and I didn't get a copy because it sold out. The issue of Veronica introducing Riverdale High School's first gay character in Archie Comics, it sold out its first print run, which is an unprecedented event for a title under the Archie Comics brand. The company will print a limited edition of Veronica number 202 featuring a remastered variant cover where Kevin Keller, my new BFF, I got to get him on the show. Yes, I know he's fictitious, and yes, I know he's hand-drawn, but we could get him on the show. It's where Kevin Keller first appears as the new boy in town, and the Archie Comics CEO John Goldwater said, quote, "We never thought Kevin Keller would become so hot so fast." That is pretty darn cool. And then another story that a ton of folks were sending me this week wanting me to cover on the air. This thing that's going on in Michigan right now with the Michigan Assistant Attorney General. Have you guys heard about this? Andrew Chervell. He is got this campaign against the gay. This is the Michigan Assistant Attorney General who's got a campaign against the gay president of the University of Michigan, Go Blue, student government, in an appearance on Anderson Cooper 360. He called this gay president of University of Michigan's student government, his name is Chris Armstrong, a, quote, radical homosexual activist. But, and this is my favorite part of the story, he said to Anderson Cooper, quote, "It's nothing personal." And then Anderson Cooper apparently got all up in arms about this, which is good. I like seeing when Anderson Cooper gets fired up. But this is what this guy Chervell said to Anderson Cooper, quote, "I'm a Christian citizen exercising my First Amendment rights. I have no problem with the fact that Chris is homosexual. I have a problem with the fact that he's advancing a radical homosexual agenda." And yeah, so he's got like this war on. This is the assistant attorney general, a guy with power in Michigan, against the gay president of, what is he, got to be like 21, University of Michigan student government, their president. That's hilarious. I'm going to ask my brother about that. Joel Schneck, who was a proud, proud Wolverine University of Michigan alum. So yeah, I think that the Michigan assistant attorney general, Andrew Chervell, perhaps has some better things to do, but I guess I'm wrong. There are so many ways for you to get in touch with us here at This Show Is So Gay, and I certainly do hope you take advantage of them. Please send me an email at thisshowisogay@aol.com. Tell us that you're listening. Give out some guest ideas. We're fast approaching our 100th show, which I cannot believe we're at our 100th show already. That's crazy. And so if you have any guest ideas or any stories you want us to cover, or honestly, if you're listening and you just want to say, hey, I'm listening, love, love, love to hear from you. If you are not a member of the Facebook group, stroll on over to the Facebook and type in This Show Is So Gay. And as always, your hub of This Show Is So Gay media is over on thisshowissogay.com. You can listen to old podcasts. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can just find out all about our hosts. We have a whole revolving door of co-hosts, and so please stroll on over to thisshowissogay.com. And that is pretty much it. That was a really fast show this week. That was quick. That is it for this week's show. We're going to play a little bit of Naj to get the heck out of here. Go do amazing things. Go start. If you've not started your joy journey, the joy journey that Naj was talking about, go start your joy journey. And remember, above all else, why be gay when you can be so gay? Have a great week, folks. Since
and sister's grandpa.